Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, we're in Spain. Like, can you believe we're in Spain? The most basic white woman thing to say ever. Rich white lady, I should say. I could see you saying something like that.
Well, it is pretty basic, and also you're also probably a little jealous that you weren't in Spain.
Yeah, I would agree.
I know I was.
But like, not to say, guys, we're in Spain. It's such an outtake that she's doing for the camera.
It is. It is.
Yo, this is below dick sailing yacht BDSM.
It's called Big Fender Energy. I don't know what episode it is. It's 5?
8.
8? I will say this. I thought it was going to start out stronger. I am disappointed with the charters.
Yeah. They were a lot crazier last season.
And also, like, Below Deck Med, they had kind of, except for Lexi and her relationship with the devil, their charters were kind of high maintenance.
Yeah, all over the place.
We got some of that.
No, last season, their charters were nuts.
Everybody so far has just been kind of,
yeah.
Except for Drunky McGee's.
Yeah.
We had like the one crazy, and it's just been kind of calm. And there,
you know, we had the people who hated the food, the guy,
the terrible guy,
and his wife.
Yeah, Drunky McGee
and Mom.
He was drunk all the time.
No, Drunky's the one, the last ones. He fell asleep.
Oh no, I wasn't talking about the one fall. I was talking that guy. He was drunk all the time. He kept drinking. The guy that was terrible with the food, who was an asshole.
Yeah, but he was known. He was drinking, but he was much known for being an asshole. And
yes.
The mom.
Yes. But that's why
we got self tanner all over the place.
Yes, that's what I was talking. We kind of had that. I don't know. I just would like some more fun charters because this group, I think they react to them so well. Because Daisy's not necessarily the best at leading in stressful situations, so it makes her go crazy. And
no,
then, I mean, even though she finally had a little bit of like a decompress with the stews, but boy, she really does leave Ashley and Gabrielle kind of up to their own devices
a lot of the time. She's not a great delegator and not a good, I should say this, she's not a good team leader.
Yeah.
She does well on the boat with her other team, unless you're Gary. Well, I would say Gary came in last episode hot because he was upset that the work wasn't getting done. It was reflecting on him, and y'all, Daisy does not handle that well.
No, she does not. No, she does not.
Yep.
No, she does not.
But anyway.
What's your first tea bag?
My first tea bag is they're going to blow up the fenders. And they're just going to, so we don't have to hit the dock again. Remember?
I didn't see that episode, but they did show a thing. It looked brutal.
Yeah. And Captain Glenn lost his shit, which is the first time ever.
First time ever.
Yeah.
The show, the boat.
These are big titty fenders, y'all.
The boat
huge
comes ashore.
Fenders.
The boat literally gets on land.
All ashore, that's going ashore.
Captain Glenn's fine, but the dog, yes. These are huge, and this whole putting up these fenders is a
Dolly
shit
Parton
show.
Fenders.
They are. They are.
I will say, everyone was helping. The stews.
All Yes, they should have a saying on ships called "All Hands on Deck." They
should.
Really were.
And y'all, even Marcos was out there helping with the fenders. Ooh. It's very different than the other franchises.
It
is. You think Matthew would have been out there helping with the fenders?
No, she would not. By the way, y'all, speaking of Marcos, a lot of sissies, we have sad, sad news to report. I think you saw this. Maybe you didn't see
it. No, I didn't.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
In downtown Los Angeles.
Okay.
Marcos is doing an event at one of his restaurants, and Colin is coming, and anyone can buy tickets and go see it.
We're leaving.
We're on a plane to Boston.
This sucks.
So we can't go. And literally, sissies, now our Boston sissies are going to start yelling, but I have to say, some people in the sissy squad are like, fuck Boston, go to this show, do it for the squad. And I'm like, can you imagine, we've already rescheduled Boston?
We can't do that.
We're not coming so we can go to an event. Now, granted, we are going to Boston a day early because the flight's so long, we have to go there a day early. We can't leave at 7 in the morning and then do a show that night.
We have to get there that.
So, yeah. Sorry, if you're in the Los Angeles area, I mean, y'all, we're not kidding.
The flight's 5.5 hours.
I looked at the restaurant. It's fucking 15 minutes from us in Koreatown. Like, we could it kills me that we can't go and do this.
Colin was going to be, oh. I would lech all over him.
You know what? Maybe it's better we're not going. Maybe it's better for the brand.
Maybe.
Anyway, we'll be seeing you, Boston, on Friday, and Philadelphia on Saturday. And y'all, we still have tickets left because we had to they were pretty much sold out, and then rescheduled, and some of y'all had this pesky religious thing.
Somebody said, I have to celebrate Jesus' crucifixion on Good Friday. I gotta go to church.
I gotta go
to Seder on Saturday.
I gotta go to Seder because
it's Passover.
Okay, fine. You've got your obligation.
So sorry that your second major religious holiday of the year.
Yeah, wow. Wow, I'm glad your Savior is rising to absolve you from sin, but we've got to put on a show.
And I'm glad that for Passover, you're still waiting for yours.
You're still waiting. There you go. Anyway, you celebrate Passover. We're going to get there early on Thursday night, and Poodle's going to celebrate ass over because he needs to get dick down, y'all.
I'll turn my ass over.
No, we get it, and we're sorry that this is the way it's scheduled. For some of you sissies who are just heathens and don't give a shit about religion, these shows are for you.
Perfect.
So come on out and buy your tickets. We'll be there at the Hard Rock Cafe on Thursday or Friday night. And then we'll be at the City Winery in Philadelphia on
Saturday.
Hard
Rock. I don't think it's the cafe anymore.
I don't know. Do we get a shirt that says Boston? Maybe I'll be like in middle school. I had like four.
Hard Rock Cafe, Boston.
I had like four Hard Rock shirts. I had a Dallas one. And then I had one in Long Beach from my aunt, from my cousin. And then I think I had one from
You were
New
basic
York.
From the beginning.
And I never had been to any of the Hard Rocks. I just had the t-shirts.
Like, that is a different level of basic.
No, it was you collected them.
I know, but no, we made fun of them. We made fun of kids who did that.
How many friends do you have again?
I have lots of them now. But no, it was in for like a year, and then it was out.
It's true. Yeah. This was better. I'm glad that you were collecting original sheet music from composers.
I was back then.
That was trendy. We were nerds.
What's your first tea bag?
My first tea bag after Fendergate was, and maybe it's going to kind of have an overarching comeback, but my first note is, Daisy is talking to the Stews, and all Daisy says is, so when we're working with Marcos, just communication-wise, this is the word he likes to use. And I have to say, Gabriella is just tired of being on this boat.
She is,
I really like Gabriella. She's my favorite person.
I kept writing, oh, baby, no. Oh, baby, no.
She's my favorite person on the ship, and she got on my fucking nerves this episode. I was just
you know what it is, too?
I want to say, Gabriella, just take the note.
It's perfectionism for her, and she's getting in her own way.
And she takes, that's it. And she takes everything emotional instead of saying just, because she's like, this was not my fault. And I went,
it's all about doing her, because her, unfortunately, her identity is how well she does her job.
Yes. And I went, Gabriella, all she's saying is just say whatever the catchphrase is of, order up or whatever when it's time to eat. That's yeah. it. Just, y'all, I'm going to give you a little piece of
She's
advice.
She's so intense. Like
when
that.
It comes to criticism in your life, just take the note. Don't
Amen. The, don't respond. Don't talk back.
Don't take the energy.
Yeah.
Don't take the drama. Just take the note and move the fuck on.
Right.
And you'll be a happier person for it. And Poodle is got fruit flies in his apartment. And you can't
no,
see
it's
the
drain
fruit
flies.
And whatever it is, yeah. you look fucking crazy. Like you're just having ghosts coming at your face and you're going,
I'm
Woo!
Trying. Now that I'm back in town, y'all, I am going to get rid of them. Thank you for sending me the, It's an old plumbing
so
issue.
It's not fruit flies?
No, it's drain flies.
Drain flies?
Yes.
What's wrong with your plumbing? But
ain't nothing wrong with my plumbing.
She's clogged up, everybody. She needs some,
call Roto-Rooter.
She needs a Roto-Rooter for some liquid dick.
But the problem is further down. So I'm going to have to call. I talked to the landlord. He's going to bring someone by.
Oh, you have to call a plumber?
Yep.
Well, maybe he'll be hot.
Let's see. We'll see. So my next one is that white people don't look good in orange, and they need to stop wearing those orange shirts.
Unless you somehow have an olive undertone and darker hair.
Yeah.
It's not going to work for most people.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
They should give the white people another option, because it's this, the only thing that would be worse would be yellow. And that orange is kind of halfway.
Ironically,
if it was a dark orange, it would work.
I disagree. I think that sometimes white people in a pretty pastel, pale yellow.
Yeah.
That looks pretty on you, actually. That looks good on me. But any type of orange on me looks horrendous.
Yeah. That's true.
Same for you.
Yep.
It just doesn't work on us.
Yeah. Doesn't work.
Pastels though work well on you. You look good in like pale, pale yellow, pale pink.
Yeah.
You're an Easter baby. You look good in Easter colors.
Easter baby.
You know what I've been thinking about for 5 days now?
What?
I think I'm just going to have to get one, but I'm trying to be good. It's just a Reese's peanut butter cup, but it's in the shape of an egg, and I want one. I've been thinking about it for 5 days.
Great. I'm glad you're not food obsessed.
Okay, we'll see 3 days from now.
Now I'm thinking about it.
What's By the way, someone in Nashville ordered table fries and shared them with Poodle during the show, and I appreciated that.
I ate one.
That City Winery has good fries,
they
I
do.
Hear.
They had good food.
Our sissy Susan said it was top three for her, City Winery
Wow.
fries. And you know she loves
fries
with ketchup.
Yeah. What's your next one? Was it my... Yeah, because I said the orange shirts.
I want to talk about, let's just get into it, because let's just get into the dinner and the fight. Y'all, I didn't have a lot this episode. Or you know what, before that, actually, my next teabag is, let's talk about Daisy and Gary kind of making up.
Is that later on? Oh yeah, when she's asked for your...
Before they kind of leave the dinner.
She's like, ask for an apology, and he's like, I'm not going to, and she's like, well, can I have your help? But they do make up. Yeah, I think they fight and they get over it really quickly.
So this is my question. Do you think they're going to fuck on this ship?
Not this season.
I don't think so either. I think
they
they're
probably need to.
I think they might fuck in real life, but they both might not. Gary would fuck on camera. I don't think Daisy would give him the satisfaction.
No.
I don't think she
I just want to say that Gary farted in Colin's mouth on this episode when his mouth was open. Because he has bad gas.
He does.
This happened on a show.
So here's my question, y'all. He's swatting flies and he looks fucking crazy. Did it turn you on?
Yes! A little bit.
Because if you think if you can fart, then what's to say...
Put your dick in his mouth.
Or just putting your mouth on his butthole.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Are you going to be able to focus with these flies? Do we need to pause
There's
the show?
There's one of them. No,
y'all,
it's one.
We're going to take a commercial break and kill some flies, and we'll be right back. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see... Now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of MeUndies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk-forward.
Junk-forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk-forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
All right, let's talk about this Marcos Gabriela dinner fight.
Before, what did you think about the girls talking about how the guys were in bed?
Oh.
Like they were talking about Gary, Colin.
Oh.
And
I don't think they were wrong.
I think Colin is the best. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And Gary would be super quiet.
Cries.
Yeah.
Marcos would cry.
Yeah.
I think they were super right about this.
But no, Colin would be super smooth. Yeah. Look at you right in the eyes. Ooh.
Wow.
Where y'all, that kind of like when someone's like looking at you in the eyes and they're looking and it's almost uncomfortable. Whoa. They know how to make eye contact and they turn their head in a way so it's not fully like serial killer.
Okay.
Sorry, I was going somewhere.
You might want to process that.
And their head's far enough over you.
All right.
And they just have this look on their face. Sorry, I'm going somewhere. Anyway, what
I'm
were you saying?
You got to get dick down in Boston.
I've been dick down in Boston.
We're gonna be staying at the Watertown Red Roof Inn. Poodle's already requested room 211, so find him there.
I've been butt drilled in Boston.
Yeah, yes, find us in Watertown.
Watertown.
It's too expensive to stay in Boston.
All right, what's your next one?
Let's talk about this fight. Let's talk about this dinner fight between Marcos and Gabriela.
Yeah, it's less of a fight.
I kind of wrote down, wait, what the hell happened? What did I miss?
She's been, I think, here's where I was with this. Marcos talked over Kelsey one time, or maybe it was more than,
there's more than what we see, but.
But she kept nudging him.
Nudging him.
Didn't really take the bait.
And remember, y'all, this is all about him just not there, her not saying that's fire, meaning it was time
right.
to serve the guests from like 2 days ago.
Yeah. But I think I think there's more than that because she's going through something.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if she did not go through. If she was a person who went through depressive episodes,
something.
Yeah,
Something's going on.
Just moods, because that's what it felt like. Because you didn't feel like it did not feel like this happened organically.
It seems out of the blue.
Yeah,
like a Debbie Gibson song.
But I think that's.
Now it's you.
Yeah, it's out of the blue.
Out
yeah.
of the blue, love is real.
Wow.
Oh my eyes were through. Dream come true.
How many ooh rhymes can you have?
I never thought I'd see you like word, level, word, level, word. Just wait for it. Level, here with you. God, I love that album. That album made me so gay.
That made you gay?
Yes. I, to this day,
I think you were made before that.
I still, you know what I didn't get as a little gay boy? Don't answer that. I'm going to tell you. But you know something that I really didn't get? I never got a bottle of Electric Youth perfume.
Oh.
And that's all I wanted was Electric Youth perfume. I wanted a bottle of that and exclamation. And I never got it.
I was going to say reasonable guidance, not to be ridiculous.
No. You and I, neither of us got that. I just wanted, what were there any girl things that you wanted that you couldn't have?
You know, I
your
never.
Boy? Didn't you want a My Little Pony? Because I got a My Little Pony.
No, I was able to have one of those. Yeah.
Because they were horses.
Yeah.
They were cowboys, y'all.
I think, I'm thinking back. I think I was hyper aware of what I shouldn't have.
Oh. I never asked for Electric Youth or exclamation. I never would have asked for it.
Yeah. I think I was.
Same.
And I think I was hyper aware of what I shouldn't have. And then I kind of decided that I was never really, and even today, I'm not really into what I would call girlish things. Like, I'm just not. Like, I love all period things. I love all things that are kind of adjacent,
mm-hmm.
but like you're into makeup and all and that stuff. I could not give two shits about any of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not what I do.
Yeah.
Now, if it's like wigs, very different, because that is like, that's like another kind of like camp / I feel like I'm Maggie Smith. Or I'm in
so basically,
Passage to India.
I wanted to do things that young girls wanted to do.
And I wanted to do things that are older women.
I'm going to go out and say grandmas wanted to do.
Yeah. And kind of a camp version of what women
like,
would
want. I could see you love going to like a shawl knitting group when you were a little boy and talking
you
to women.
You know what I was obsessed with? I was obsessed with potions and things like witches. Again, like that type of femininity, but not anything having to do with beauty. I would prefer things that were uglier.
Y'all call Poodle if you want him in your coven. I think you'd be a good coven.
I've got a very strong witchy presence.
You do?
Yeah.
You do?
I come from an honest, my great-grandmother was a faith healer. That's where it comes from.
On your mom or dad's side?
Dad's side.
Boy, I bet your mom brings that up as a...
Yeah.
Old witch. Is that what she calls her? What was her name?
Her name was Creasy.
You should talk to our communicator. I bet she would want to talk to you.
Maybe.
Spirit just told me to tell you that.
Spirit?
Yeah, I just said in my head. Talk to her.
Is that how the spirit?
Talk to her. Actually, my spirit's more like, hey.
Hey, boy.
Hi, you should talk to her. Anyway.
No, I was going to say, I think Gabrielle... This is a couple of things happening. I think it's wearing on her. I think the behavior with Gary is she doesn't feel safe. And that idea of having to sleep with someone, she's also using alcohol to...
It's all medicating stuff. It was pretty funny.
She doesn't feel like she's fitting in.
No. It was... y'all, it was when Kelsey's so clueless. And when Kelsey did say burnt orange is your color, I almost fell out. In the middle of this fight, trying to like...
And you know what? She's right. Burnt orange works for her skin tone perfectly.
Works for her. Now, so they're... Because the way it starts is, it's really... So Marcos is talking about himself, and Gabrielle just immediately is like, oh, we're so lucky.
And I would like to say, you guys, there's an unwritten rule that stews don't come for the chef. They are the most valuable person
I think that's tied into it too.
Yeah.
Gabby is someone who, when it comes to, if she's over you, she likes the system, like Ashley. She likes being second string.
Yeah.
But if you're above her, there's a part of her that wants to buck against that. And she's, you know, because even Marco says, maybe she's right. Maybe I do talk about myself too much. But she doesn't have to disrespect me because she is being just flat out rude to him.
No, this is just saltiness. This is major saltiness.
Yes, yeah. Very, very much so. So, but Marcos is like, okay.
And she's like, you should probably say you're sorry. And I'm like, okay.
And he's like, what? I don't know. I'm not. And she's like, yeah. And she's just, she then suddenly takes this isn't about, and then she's upset that he talked over Kelsey, but then it becomes he needs to say sorry to her.
Right.
And it's about Gabriella and about her being offended.
And you guys, if you don't watch any of the other franchises and know how the chef is treated on boats like this, I thought he held his tongue pretty well.
Oh,
compared,
yeah.
Like, y'all, someone like Ben, if a stew would have talked to him like that. Ben
or a mate to you.
Yeah, they would have lost their fucking shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
So it's, like, people were saying, I can see people like, well, why is Marcos being an asshole? Y'all, he held it. He held
we're
it.
We're not just saying that because I want his girthy dig in an orifice.
Did you say dig?
Dick. Oh. I might have said dig, but I meant dick. But we're not just saying that. I'm not favoring him. Poodle's right. I'm not, because honestly, even if he wasn't a chef, I don't think Marcos acted like an asshole.
No.
I think he acted fine.
There is one, and so Gabby's just having a bad night.
That's kind of the rest of the thing, because then, let's jump to good.
And then Ashley and Gary are making out on the way back. Ugh.
Gary is totally starting it. But we have, it's kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but that's when, it's the next morning when Gabby.
Well, no, we need to talk about this. This is the whole thing. Y'all, Ashley's losing her mind.
Because Ashley's very drunk, y'all. They're drinking hard, like full on liquor.
And the next morning, Daisy's like, no more straight alcohol.
No more straight alcohol. But that's true. Ashley is losing her mind because Gabriella crawls into Gary's cabin.
And she can say she doesn't care, but she does.
She does.
And
it's shitty that Gary's literally flirting. But again, Gary doesn't have an allegiance to anyone. Gary will flirt with any woman in front of him.
Yeah, but I will say, and there's one point where Daisy is having to say, and Ashley's like, we need to make a decision here. And Daisy finally says, Ashley, bed.
She makes her go to bed.
And it is, I will, to and Daisy says this, she's like, this is making this so chaotic in my area.
I agree.
With Gary.
How many times did you watch Ashley fall off that bed?
I rewound it like 3 or 4 times. It also looked super dangerous.
As soon as I knew she was okay.
Right.
Because the first time I went, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then I saw she was okay. And then I watched people falling. And I laughed it like 4 times.
I love people falling.
I do too. Sometimes, y'all, if I'm in a bad mood or whatever, I'll just go on YouTube and just watch people falling.
That's the Oklahoma. No, I like people falling too.
It's true.
That's why America's Funniest Home Videos is on the air for so long.
We've got guests from coast to coast.
Do they still have that song?
Make you smile.
Let my feel strong tonight. So let your cameras blow. The red, white, and blue. It's a funny thing to do. America, America, this is you. Bob Saget's gone.
He is.
Remember all those videos? He made a lot of money off of them.
He did. He and Gilbert Gottfried, he's gone too.
Was Gilbert Gottfried on?
No, he's dead.
I know he's dead.
No, but I'm just saying he just died, everybody. He was only 67.
I know.
That is young.
We didn't say his name, though. We're not responsible.
We did. Not us, for once. Okay, so it is the next morning. And so Ashley gets up. Gabriella, you're right. She's got other things going on. Because she gets up and she's late for her shift. And she's like,
I think there's other stuff.
And Gabriella says, thanks for waking me up, Ashley. And I went, you would never have woken Ashley up for her shit.
Yeah.
You have thrown her, you have given, not thrown her under the bus, but because that would be bitchy. And Gabriella's not that way. But Gabriella has not given her a handout once.
And I'm not a big Ashley fan by any means.
But Gabriella.
It's, she's going through something. Yep. Something's happening. That we don't either know about. That's why I was wondering if there were like depressive episodes.
Maybe.
Or
then she starts, I mean, my next teabag is she starts just crying.
Yeah.
And she's saying, out
I hate,
of, and she's
I hate
crying.
That I made a bad impression on you guys and
why
the people I work with.
Why is she saying this to Ashley? Honey,
you guys,
don't say this to your enemy.
Don't show your soft underbelly to someone you can't trust. That just tells you how in crisis she is.
Because she will shiv you.
And we see next episode that's going to happen.
She will, because she's, and Gabrielle's crying, she's like, and she's being very, it seems very
she's like, and
she
don't
said,
tell.
I don't want to be here. I just want to quit.
And Ashley's like this. She's like,
you're right. It's all perfection. She feels like she hasn't shown her best self.
I don't know what to do in this situation, but I'm going to hug you now.
Appreciate the honesty.
I really did enjoy that.
Appreciate that honesty,
but
Ashley.
What's interesting is Gabby says to Daisy, or Gabby says, don't tell Daisy about this. I don't want Daisy to know any of this. And we're going to see next episode, you guys. She does just that.
Gonna run to Daisy.
Yeah. To bring this up again, this is, I struggle with these impulses, you guys, because what I was rewarded with as a child, what I was praised for, is doing things very well. And you not really digging an addiction to that, but it becomes something you pursue. And when you don't get, when you don't do your job, the psyche works this way. You're like, oh, I'm not worthy to be praised. And then immediately it's the whole cycle again. So that's what perfectionism, that's the pitfalls of perfectionism. Mm. It's the, what is it? The what's her name? Brené Brown's, her first book. Not the perils of perfectionism.
The gifts of imperfection.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gifts of imperfection.
It's so wonderful. If you struggle with
like
perfectionist impulses, that book changed my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
And just
Atlas of the Heart too on HBO Max
right
now. It's
so good. I have to space it out because I'll watch it all. Yeah. I love everything except for the people in the audience who think it's their time to shine.
I haven't watched any of it yet.
The audience feels a little too free to talk back. It's one of those, like our audiences.
I probably will like that.
I'm
excited for them to do the role plays. That's one I'm most excited about.
That's not until, I want to say, episode 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because that's exciting. Because
but it's like,
not all, it's more unplanned and just that's exciting.
So. No, and she's pretty honest with talking to the audience. But and sometimes they'll say things and someone will say, this is, if you've ever done like a lecture or anything like that, you notice that most of the people in there are listening to you. They're not really listening to anyone else in the audience who are saying things. And people will yell out an answer and then someone else will yell out the same thing. And you're like, I want to validate that person, but I also don't want to say the same thing. That happens a lot. The audience really wants to be heard and they want to feel like they're participating.
Well, so, I think a lot of the audience wants to be perfect. They want to
they
be the
do.
Perfect audience.
That's what I'm saying. And it, yeah. that it's the only thing that starts to get on my nerves is yeah. the audience a little bit. I kind of wish it didn't have an audience. To a degree. Or I wish the audience wasn't, you know, let me clarify. I wish the audience wasn't so in on it. I wish the audience yeah. could listen and be and think more instead of nodding, almost like an Oprah audience when they would be so vociferously nodding.
Yeah.
Take it in instead of giving her everything.
Yeah, you don't yeah. want to validate. Unless you're at one of our live shows in Boston and Philly, please
yes.
nod and let us know you
yes.
agree. No, I'm
yes.
kidding.
Yes. It's like the yes girl in Seattle, y'all.
Can you
y'all.
Imagine now you've created in Boston, they're all just going to stand there, stare there blankly at us the
I
whole time.
I also don't want you to go, no! When I say something.
Oh, I enjoy that sometimes.
Although, I swear to God, I will heckle you. If you heckle me, I will come
hey,
for you on the stage.
If you heckle Poodle, he'll heckle you.
I will. I've come for a girl I've dubbed Megaphone every show.
I can handle a heckler from doing stand-up, but usually Poodle just takes care
no,
of
No, I'll read you for filth. And I won't do it in a nasty way, but I will point you out.
I think most
it's
people,
my nature.
It is your nature.
I don't think I have anything
That's
else.
That's it. That's all I got, y'all.
I'm concerned. I'm really concerned for Gabrielle.
Do you think she's going to leave?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she is, but maybe she will.
I think it's going to be... I think she's not someone who tolerates distress well. I think she's much more happier. I should clarify. She's okay in times of stress where things are all falling around them. But when things are going okay, when she has time to kind of think about her situation and things aren't, think the house isn't on fire, I don't think that's a good place for her to be in. She's a good worker. But when she has time, like when she goes to go, they have fun when the night's out, that's not a good time for Gabrielle.
No.
Gabriella.
She needs structure.
She does. And she needs to be busy all the time.
She's busy all the time.
Because otherwise she starts thinking about herself and she starts overthinking.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart because I want to reach out to her because I know what she's going through. But the worst thing you can do is to pick battles with people who really haven't tried to, who in your head you think they're against you, but just don't do it. Walk away. Especially with battles from the chef, y'all, because you're not going to win.
You're not going to win with the chef.
No, no. And I think she's also worried about, she's been very vocal about, I just wish Daisy liked me the way she likes Ashley.
She has said that.
And it's tough because I think one of the reasons that Daisy has seemed like that to her, because I think Daisy thinks that Gabrielle is fantastic. She's very self-motivated. I don't need to say anything
to
her.
Daisy's that person. If I don't need to validate you, I won't.
I'm that way.
I'll just assume you're good because Daisy is that way.
Yep.
She doesn't need she just wants to do the job and move on.
It's like when I'm doing my, tonight, we're recording this on Wednesday, guys, and the reading of my musical is tonight. And I was giving notes last night or the night before. Yeah, Monday night.
We don't know what day it is.
And I always have to say, because the actors will come up to you after, is everything, I'm like, if I don't give you a note, it's fabulous. Everything you're doing is fantastic. It's a problem with notes that you're having to call out everything that's wrong,
mm-hmm.
but you're trying to help. I don't have time to praise you for every little thing that's going right.
Yeah.
So if I don't say anything, you're golden. And that doesn't work for some people. It like Gabriella, that would not do well.
No, it would not.
Yeah. That's it. That's the show.
All right, everybody. I'm going to go get an Easter egg. That's what I'm going to do, y'all. And you can go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can get tickets to see us in Boston.
Buy yourself an Easter basket.
Yes.
Easter basket.
We're also going to... Remember when I used to have an Easter hat?
Yes.
Y'all, I made it. It was...
I think I threw it away.
No, I did actually. Oh. But I used to have a whole Easter...
It looked really rough.
Put birds on it. Had a lot of hot glue and dreams in it. And it's gone. Anyway. Yeah. So, y'all... But we'd love to see you in Boston and Philly. And then we will be announcing dates next week.
Yes.
So
the 18th, I believe, we're announcing a new just
batch
of dates. We'll like Gremlins 2, the new batch.
Yes, exactly. We'll be announcing dates and we'll be announcing when they go on sale.
If you can be the girl gremlin, I'll be Stripe.
Yeah, you kind of would be a female Stripe, really.
That's more appropriate.
That's more appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. But until then,
Anchors the Gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle? or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.